This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh today. State Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
On the second day of President's visit to Uttar Pradesh, the state's first Ayush University named after Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath will be inaugurated in Gorakhpur. It will be an important center for both education and treatment in traditional system of medicine, including Ayurveda, Unani and Homeopathy. More than an academic institution, the university will open new avenues of employment and promote commercial cultivation of medicinal plants in the region. The foundation stone of this university was laid on August 28, 2021 by then President Ram Nath Kovind. Spread over 52 acres, the university has been developed with a sanctioned budget of more than 267 crore. After inauguration of this university, the president will also visit Gorakhnath Temple. Apart from that, President Murmu will inaugurate the academic block, auditorium and Panchkarma Center and lay the foundation stone of the girls' hostel at the Arogyadham campus of Mahayogi Gorakhnath University in Sonbarsa. Tight security arrangements have been made in Gorakhpur in view of the president's visit. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Ministry of Railways has rationalized the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from today. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paise per kilometer and for AC classes by 2 paise per kilometer. The ministry has said that there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. The ministry said that reservation fees, superfast surcharges and other charges will remain unchanged. It highlighted that the move is aimed at streamlining fare structures and enhancing financial sustainability of passenger services. In a landmark initiative to bolster maritime cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, the Coast Guards of India, Japan, United States and Australia have launched the first ever Quad at Sea Ship Observer mission. The cross-embarkation mission, conducted under the Wilmington Declaration, sees two officers, including women officers from each nation, aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Stratton, currently en route to Guam. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington today. External Affairs Ministry said that the Quad Foreign Ministers will build upon the discussions held during the last meeting of the Foreign Ministers, which took place in Washington on January the 21st this year. They will exchange views on regional and global developments, particularly those concerning the Indo-Pacific, and review the progress made on various Quad initiatives in the run-up to the Quad Leaders Summit, which will be hosted by India. In Delhi, petrol vehicles older than 15 years and diesel vehicles older than 10 years will not get fuel from today. The Delhi government had issued standard operating procedures to enforce the ban on refueling end-of-life vehicles and mandating petrol pumps to maintain a log of all denied fuel transactions involving such vehicles. The SOP stated that compressed natural gas CNG vehicles will not be denied fuel at stations. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has directed all petrol pumps in the national capital not to give petrol and diesel to vehicles that have completed their prescribed age. The move aims to improve air quality by restricting fuel access to non-compliant, outdated vehicles. The prices of 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinders dropped today by 58.50 rupees in Delhi. The Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, announced that the retail price of a commercial LPG gas cylinder is now 1,665 rupees in Delhi. Meanwhile, the commercial LPG price has dropped by 57 rupees in Kolkata, 58 rupees in Mumbai and 57 rupees 50 paise in Chennai. There is no change in the prices of domestic cylinders. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the monthly average rainfall in the country as a whole during the month of July 2025 is most likely to be above normal, exceeding 106% of the long period average LPA. And in cricket, India will take on England in the second of the five-match series of Women's T20 International at County Ground in Bristol, England today. Earlier, India defeated England by 97 runs in the first match of the series at Trent Bridge, Nottingham, to take a 1-0 lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.